Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Dunn, who's the president and co-CEO with Alliance Flooring. Ron, you doing okay?
Doing fantastic, Kemp. It's good to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. You had your annual convention this year. You had it out at a lovely place, the Tucson Star Pass Resort, which is a JW Marriott. I was actually out there in the fall with Floor Expo. It's a beautiful location. That had to be a treat for your members, didn't it?
It was for everybody, no matter where they were coming from. It's a special place.
Well, let's remind our listeners a little bit about who Alliance Flooring is. You're a buying group. It's been around for 19 years, and you've got three core brands. You've got Carpets Plus, Color Tile, Carpetland USA, and Floorco, right?
Correct.
And so the members, how they feeling? Are they upbeat about business conditions right now?
They are. I mean, there's enough activity going out. Of course, today, dealers have figured out that they can't wait for it to come in the store. You got to go out and get it, and there's been a lot of network and efforts made in those arenas, and so that continues, but business is certainly on the uptick.
So the seminars that you gave this year, I ask it that way because that generally tells me what the group is focused on. What were you focusing your seminars on this year?
A number of things. You know, our overall arching theme was here to there. You know, everybody has a time in the course of their business and personal life where they're here and they need to get there.
Yeah.
And so we talked about some common things that are necessary, like vision and commitment and communication and skill levels. And, you know, what does it take to move your business from here to there? And then we got into some real particulars on what our members are going through and what are some good insights that can help them in that. And, you know, it's really all over the board in terms of where our membership is at. But the overall theme was here to there. The importance of a leader, as your attitude in here to there, the importance of goal setting in here to there. So it was kind of, you know, in some ways it was a reminder of things that probably everybody already knew.
Yeah.
But it's good as leaders to be reminded of that sometimes and encouraged that, hey, you know, what we're doing is worthwhile. Let's give it our best effort.
That sounds inspirational. And what a great place to cover all that out there in one of the most unique places in the United States.
Really is. I mean, to come in and have absolutely gorgeous, perfect weather in this picturesque resort setting, it, right from our kickoff, from the opening dinner, it was, the networking was a very loud buzz. And, you know, as you mentioned, this is our 19th year, so through the course of that, there's a lot of dealers from across the country that have become very tight, very close friends, and they share best practices and proven ways of doing things. That alone makes it worthwhile to come to the convention.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier when we were talking that a lot of your members are considering or in the process of opening a second store. So that in itself says a lot about business conditions, and they're in expansion mode right now.
Yeah, they really are. There's enough out there. Of course, as everybody listening to this knows, our industry went through a horrific time, and there was a lot of cuts and necessary cost-saving moves. And now, it's loosened up, and people have figured out what their niche is, how they diversified, how they can sell more stuff, and how they can draw that customer in. And so now they've really positioned themselves to take that to a neighboring market and to kind of expand their reach by opening that location that they're not drawing from right now.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing from a product perspective as far as mix change or new things people were talking about? What was the buzz there?
Well, a number of things. I'll start with soft surface. The mills in this industry have done a fantastic job of really upgrading the whole look and the options of what's available for consumers in terms of buying carpet. And so we are in the midst of a relaunch of what we're calling our destinations display. It's a darker looking wood. We're giving our members a chance to really upgrade their showrooms. The suppliers across the board have really come to the table and discounted those displays to make it very cost inviting to do that type of thing. The look of the carpet, the cleanability, the wearability, and then the options. And we launched the cut a rug program where we have one display with 58 cards on it, 30 colors per. So in one display, you've got over 1,500 choices to sell somebody a custom rug, any size, any border, you know, steps, runners, the whole thing. So that was, you know, one of the centerpieces that we featured and certainly caused a lot of excitement. So that on the soft surface, and then, you know, moving to hard surface, of course, LVT continues to grow. The plants that are being built right on our home soil and the innovation and the looks make that a very attractive growth category. And at the same time, laminate, while it fell off for a period of time, it's leveled off, and a lot of great innovations there in terms of look. Some of those products today, you can't tell until you get down and touch it, whether it's true hardwood or whether it's laminate. So I see, a good comeback and a good positioning for the laminate. prominent in hardwood, that continues to be a growth market. Great innovations, great introductions there as well. And, of course, ceramic just continues to bring better styling, better options, different sizes. So overall, if you look at what our members have a chance to do, it's really put excitement into their sales force, give their sales forces a reason to reach out to their following, their customer base. Say, come on in, let me show you some new things that have come out this year. So I think it's a real good time to be in floor covering business.
Yeah, you know, what you normally do is you'll go to that part of the world because it makes it easier for people to get to you. Then you come back to your Atlanta home base. It's going to be rough to be in Atlanta next year, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's some truth to that. Particularly with our 20th anniversary, you want to do something special. And, you know, suppliers will get behind us for that. So we're actually talking to Mary about flip-flopping and maybe going right back to Tucson again next year.
Well, let's real quick before we run out of time talk. You gave a couple of awards in both your core brands. With Carpets Plus Color Tile, you awarded the Retailer of the Year to SP Floor and Design Center in Pittsburgh, right?
They're an absolutely amazing business. Stacy Pape is what the SP stands for,
yeah.
And she launched that business just 5 years ago and has taken that from an embryonic start to now being a $6 million-plus business. She grew through a small location to going into an old car dealership. She then was told that car dealership was being torn down, and so she went down the street, bit the bullet, and bought an old Ethan Allen store and totally renovated it. And that whole group just on their toes. If they go down the street and see a contractor, they'll call the phone number on the truck and say, hey, just checking in, who are you buying your flooring from, and are you happy with them? Are you willing to give us a try? I think you'd be happy.
Oh, really?
And so it's just, they're actually going to host our summit this year up in Pittsburgh.
And, Ron, you also gave an award to the Carpetland USA Dealer of the Year, Duke Carnes, who's owner of Carpetland in Lafayette, Indiana, right?
Lafayette, that's right. It's just north of Indianapolis. But, yeah, that was a pleasure giving that award. Duke's been in the business for over 40 years. He's been part of the Carpetland family for that long. You know, here's a guy who took his store in what was probably an 80% soft surface store and flipped it, redid the entire showroom. And his business is now half hard surface, half soft surface, kind of aligned with what the industry is doing. He gets commercial work. He does builder work. And he really builds into his team. Humble guy who will take no credit. He always turns it and says, it's, you know, my manager, it's my salespeople. That's why I'm successful. So it was a real pleasure giving that award out as well.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had a great meeting, and I appreciate you telling our audience about it again. But talking to Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO and president of Alliance Flooring, about his recent meeting in Tucson, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.